wonderful hello and welcome. This is Drama Jam Network English News. It's great to have you with us. Iranian President Mahmoud Ahmadinejad, in separate messages, congratulated the auspicious occasion of the Christian New Year to heads of Christian countries and Pope Benedict XVI. In his message, the president felicitated the birthday anniversary of Jesus Christ and the start of the new year. He then hoped that divine values would be truly appreciated in the year 2011, and peace would prevail. He also wished prosperity and happiness for all Christians in the world. President Ahmadinejad then expressed hope that in the new year, human society would return to the underlying tenets of divine teachings, such as freedom-seeking and justice-seeking. Iran has officially taken over the presidency of the Organization of Petroleum Exporting Countries. Iranian representative to the OPEC, Mohammad Ali Khatibi, added the country took over the presidency of the organization as of Saturday, which marks the first day of the new Christian year of 2011. Khatibi said in the last meeting of the OPEC member states in Austrian capital of Vienna, Iran's oil minister, Masoud Mirkazemi, will hold the position of OPEC president for the entire year. He added, Mirkazemi in the near future will let the members know about Iran's positions during its presidency. Iran has so far held the presidency of OPEC for 9 times. Iraq's oil minister will act as OPEC vice president during 2011. And Iran Health Minister Marzia Vahid Dastjerdi says the domestic demand for blood plasma as well as blood plasma-derived products are fully supplied by donors. Addressing a gathering to celebrate Iran's self-sufficiency in those fields, the health minister says research centers in Iran are also possessing intravenous immunoglobulin and factor IX enough to meet domestic demand completely. Dastjerdi appreciated the high number of blood donors, which amounts to 1.8 million a year. She further announced that production lines for Factor 7 and Factor 8 will come on stream by the turn of the year in late March 2011. And the designing stage of Intelligent National Identification Card has been completed, and the first ID cards have been issued. The most advanced technologies in the world have been utilized to develop the new cards. Every ID card plays the role of a multipurpose birth certificate for Iranians. The system used in the Intelligent National IDs makes it impossible to forge or alter them. The memory fit into the cards enables the ID card holder to receive over 50 statistical and office services. The pilot project for the intelligent cards has been implemented in the central province of Qom by issuing them for over 10,000 people. In the next phase of the plan, more than 1 million residents of Qom would receive the new cards. And now turning overseas, a blast killed at least 21 people outside a church in the Egyptian city of Alexandria early on.